You're listening to SBS News.
The Minister for Defence, Maurice Payne, has paid tribute to Indigenous women who have served in the Australian Defence Force at the start of NAIDOC Week. She has commended those who signed up during the Second World War.
Serving in World War II in a range of roles where they would have been the only Aboriginal woman involved in that particular activity at that particular time. What did that take? What did that ask of them?
Men outnumber women in the ADF. Various inquiries have looked at reducing harassment and improving the workplace culture for women. Rhiannon Bush is a Marine specialist with the ADF and also a specialist Indigenous recruiter. She says her experience with men in the services has been a positive one.
Being a woman in a male-dominated environment is not as bad as it sounds. Actually, all my mentors in the Army have all been males. And I've had my, you know, the women in my family that have actually been sort of the role models that, the female role models in my life.
It was a love of planes and a female role model that inspired Uncle Harry Alley, now an Indigenous elder for the Air Force, to take up a career in the services. His career lasted 23 years.
From my early days of growing up, I can certainly, when I went next door to see my grandmother, and there was always a proud photo of Marty Martha when she served in the Australian Women's Land Army.
The Indigenous presence in Australia's war efforts dates back to before Federation. By World War II, there were at least 9 Indigenous women in the services. Today, 20% of all Indigenous recruits are women. A descendant of the Darug people, Wing Commander Cheryl Neal, says she didn't have the most stable of upbringings. Now the ADF's Deputy Director of Military Recruiting, she credits a few kind words and the ADF for helping her move forward in life.
And one of my school teachers said to me, don't be afraid of failing, be afraid of not trying. So I'm fortunate that I've had some wonderful mentors in my life that encouraged me to give the challenge of defence a go, and here I am 31 years later.
She's just one of many inspirational women taking the lead. Amanda Kopp, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.